would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Carrie Ann Larson allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, everyone. Our theme for the month is balance, and today's topic is pure imagination. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual healing over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. All right, well, some crazy things have been happening this morning, so I'm hoping that I can keep this energy grounded and get through the show today. Very, very excited. I will be hosting a wonderful evening with Spirit coming November 25th, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving from 7 to 9 p.m., and you are invited to join us. You can come in person, or you can join us live on YouTube. I will have a special private link, so you will need to register, and you can actually watch me. I'll be channeling Metatron live. It's been a while since I've done a group with Metatron, so that'll be fun. And then we'll move into messages from Spirit, messages from loved ones who've passed, and then psychic questions. So very excited, so thrilled to be going to the Arthur Findlay College and experiencing a beautiful, transformative week with Carrie Ann and Susan. All right, and I will be sharing more of that when I come back. But for now, let's go ahead and get started. Metatron is bursting to come through. Here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, to join you here today, opening up and allowing this new earth energy to move through your being, to move through your soul, connecting you on a deeper, more intense, and profound level to Spirit. And so take a nice deep breath as you move into this beautiful sacred space, this beautiful Metatronic healing that we bring forth today, supporting you, uplifting you, inspiring you to take action and make changes in your life that align you with your divine life mission. Relaxing even deeper, allowing this beautiful healing to cleanse, clear, erase, 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 and return to your perfect eternal state of love. Calling in your spiritual counsel, feeling them move closer and closer, feeling the veil dissolve, allowing any interference to evaporate, being a pure, perfect channel for spirit, for communication with your counsel. And as you quiet your mind and center your being, you begin to open to more of who you are and why you came here. You are continually, constantly supported. There is no judgment here. We are simply holding you in a beautiful space, allowing you to stretch and grow beyond your imagination. Helping you to remember your perfection lies in love, eternal, infinite, everlasting love. And feel yourself being cloaked in this beautiful energy of love. It is so simple, yet so complex. For there is much interference on your earth plane for you to maintain this state, this frequency of love, for long periods of time. So as simple as it sounds, it is much more complex as you work with this energy. You will begin to understand on a larger scale that you are so much more than the limitations your ego puts upon you and your earth mind. It is in this frequency of love that acts as a portal, a gateway to all that you desire. Money flows from love. Healthy relationships, joy, harmony, peace, tranquility, all begin in the space of love. Love is inside of you. It is internal, not external. When you stop depending on other people for positive experiences in your life, you will begin to gain a power and control. Over your experiences that will lead you closer to a deep communion with your soul and your spiritual counsel. You are the ones you have been waiting for. Everything you want and need, you already have and are. These are simple truths that allow you to experience on a grander scale more of who you are, more of who you came here to be. You are needed now. Rise up in your power and claim your birthright. The only one stopping you is yourself and the illusions, the stories that your mind has created to block you. You are an eternal being of light. We are here in love and support, endlessly. You can call on us at any time. Again, there is no judgment here. We only desire to serve you and the mission you came here to complete. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. Next up is Susan Schuler and Jake, a master teacher of the Akasha. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Join us for a free remote healing with the John of God Crystal Bed every week. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson. Are you ready to ignite deep healing and transformation? Find out how mediumship, psychic readings, and shamanic healings can all help at carrieannlarson.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday. Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for that insight from Archangel Metatron. Always just an amazing message.
As a channeler, I work with a team of guides of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. He's who I call on to access the Akashic records. I'm a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, although I do readings for people on the phone and on Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations, as well as small group readings and larger private events. I've recently started making my intention soy candles and smudging sprays available to the public. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com. Also, you can like me on my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuler. So let me just kind of switch gears here right now as I ask Jacob to come forward. These times together are necessary and allow for growth and renewal. Once again, as always, we are pleased you have taken yourselves away from your turbulent and fast-moving lives and have joined us today as we speak with you about the great need in learning to slow your minds. Slow your minds. Even hearing those words can cause a myriad of emotions in your human bodies. For some, just the idea of meditation makes you feel fear, dread, and frustration because you are approaching this from a place of ego and rational mind, rather than from the spirit. To have success in developing a much needed meditative practice, however, this is where you must begin. Unplugging yourself and visualize this if needed from all the things that keep you trapped into your ego and its need to run the show is the first step. This will allow you to begin to quiet your mind. Once this occurs, then begin to focus on your breathwork and your breathwork only. As we have said before, it all begins here, and this simple in and out will be what allows you to travel away from that ego and over-anxious, rational mind who likes to try to run the show. Breathe. Release. You will notice the atmosphere begins to alter, shift, grow, and this is where the true expansion will begin in the soul, for you will have moved toward a deeper level of consciousness. Now, this is not to say there will not be ebbs and flows in this consciousness. There will. In any meditative practice, there will also be good days and bad, for remember, you are still a spiritual being currently having a human experience. Part of this is learning to be kind and compassionate with the shortcomings of this human. As you further, you're allowing yourself a deeper discovery of the spiritual. By not allowing yourself even a small time to meditate and quieting your monkey minds, you are cheating yourselves from spiritual nutrition. Much like when your human body lets you know it needs food, it loses its ability to work at top performance when malnutritioned. Your soul, too, needs to be fed and rebuilt. And this is done by plugging itself into the power of all that is and basking in its light. For the optimum advancement, this needs to be done in a practice. A practice you do time and time again. However, for many of you, because your world runs you and you do not rule your world, you refuse to take the time to investigate productive ways to allow this refurbishing of your soul to take place. As children, you would not have learned your lessons if you had not set aside time each day to study. At that time, you plugged your human minds into one another and grew. The same concept is true with meditation, and the positive effects will pour down, affecting your human life in notable and reaching ways. We need to enlighten you that there are many ways for you to approach gaining a meditative practice, just as there are many routes you can take as you journey in this life. Much the same may be said about ways to reach higher consciousness through meditation. However, it all begins with the breath. Some of you incarnated this time in very physical bodies, bodies with minds that strive for much movement, much activity. For you to meditate in productive ways, you may choose to approach it one way. For others, it may be another way. Remember, no two of you are the same. So why do you all believe you must do things the same way? Being present is the goal. Stepping out of your human minds, allowing time to break down for a period where it stops running you, no matter for how short of period. Some of you may be best suited to have a meditation practice that falls in many short increments of time. 5 minutes here as you watch the sunset. 10 minutes here as you play with your grandchildren. 7 minutes while you swing on a swing set, enjoying the flight of the birds, playfully dancing in nature. There is no right or wrong way to do this. That belief comes from your human competitive minds and the ego that constantly begs to be heard. The key here, however, is allowing yourself time to investigate what form of meditation works best for you. With much in your life, it begins with intention and then simply showing up. It is time to show up. For your spiritual progress is longing to develop. Allow it to develop in a way that feeds it best. If you are one of the humans who need to move their bodies, then swim, run, walk in nature, practice yoga. Be present in these activities. Allow your mind to travel outside of your human body, to reconnect to the source of all that is. Pull out the plugs in your ears and notice your surroundings and marvel at where you are. Listen to the voices that begin to speak to you within once you stop listening to all the noise that screams from without. you will know how to differentiate them by how they make you feel, by their powerful, peaceful, and loving presence. They will cause your bodies to relax, become centered, feel loved. When you begin to experience this shift, you will then know you have found a meditative practice that works for you. This is not to say that some of you won't want to sit quietly, breathe, and slow your minds this way, for many of you do enjoy this technique. But we realize many of you avoid having a meditation practice because you have not been taught that there can be several ways to reach the same destination. We are telling you this is so. Just as Julie, Carrie Ann, and Susan have those of us whom they know well and work with, the same is true of each and every one of you. But like any relationship, it takes time to be nurtured and to grow. Do not compare yourselves with how others may achieve this, or let it keep you from moving forward to make it happen. Begin today. Find what it is that helps you to plug your spirit into the divine source. Thank you, Jacob. This is Susan Schuler. Once again, feel free to check out my website at mediumsusan.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Please stay tuned for Carrie Ann Larson, who will be channeling Orion from the celestial realms.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson. If you're looking for ways to add meditation into your daily routine, head over to carrieannlarson.com for a free guided meditation and mindfulness tips you can incorporate even while navigating traffic.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Om Times Radio, and we will hear from Carrie Ann Larson next.
Hey.
And
welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Carrie Ann Larson. Thank you so much, Susan Schuler, for that incredible wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. I am so happy to be here all again with you guys all again this week. I am a spiritual medium, a shaman, and what I like to call a creative adventurer. I do mediumship and psychic readings, shamanic healings, and classes both over the phone, Skype, all over the Los Angeles area. I am the founder of the Journey to Authenticity series, which is an intensive journey to guide you on your path to prosperity, abundance, health, love, and the one thing at the root of it all, which is your authenticity. You can hop over to my website, carrieannlarson.com, to learn more. I also have a free chakra journey meditation if you wish to download that, along with all sorts of tips for mindfulness just to incorporate in your everyday life, which is very appropriate for today's messages. So I work with, much like Susan, a team of several guides and angels. Orion is taking the lead right now, and I know he is anxious to get started, so let's begin. Good morning, everyone. It is I, Orion, from the celestial realms. I am blessed to be joining you all this morning. I sense many of you yearning for a deeper connection with us. You yearn for a deeper connection not only with the angels, but with other spiritual beings, your guides, your ascended masters, as well as your loved ones who have crossed over. It is wonderful to know you desire this connection as much as we do. I feel I should begin with something out of the ordinary today. I would like you to gently close your eyes. Deepen your breath. I know a few listeners are driving. Please keep your eyes open, but enjoy what is about to happen all the same. As you deepen your breath, draw your attention to your mind's eye, the area just above your brow bone. Imagine a glowing stream of white light filling your mind's eye and washing over your body, cleansing your energy field, clearing stagnation, invigorating your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self. As you fill with the energy of this pure white light, imagine it expanding upwards and outwards, upwards and outwards, until it fills all the space around you. Settle in to the energy of this white light. Relax your breath. Relax your body. Relax your mind. You are now blending with the spirit world. It is a very peaceful place to be. And it is a very simple place to go. This can be done at any time or anywhere. It does not always have to be a long and time-consuming process. Relax your breath. Relax your body. Relax your mind. A bit of pure imagination, and you are connected. A good time to do this is right before you go to bed. Take a few moments before shutting the lights off and drifting off into a slumber, and connect. At first, you may not notice any changes, but as you build the connection, more and more will begin to reveal itself. The reason before bed is an opportune time is because it allows you to build a bridge for the connection to us right before you go to sleep. As you sleep, your mind has the opportunity to truly relax. And your soul can then play and experience deep connection without the mind interfering. This is a time you can truly expand into the realm of spirit. It is a wonderful time for beginners and advanced practitioners alike. Now the question is, what do you do when you are awake? It may seem easier to connect with spirit when you are asleep. And though this is true, because the mind is relaxed completely, it is also equally as simple to connect when you are awake, as you have experienced a few moments ago. I feel it is important to tell you all that we are always around you. We are always watching over, supporting you, and guiding you. You are never alone. It may feel like you are at times. In a world that has grown accustomed to digital friendships and cyber connections, it is all too easy to feel alone. We invite you to put down technology. Remember what it feels like to truly connect with others, to us, and also to yourself. Your soul has not forgotten how to connect. Now it is time to remind you in your physical body. As we have mentioned before, meditation is key. A few moments out of the day, or perhaps a longer period of time, weekly. However, meditation is not the only tool you have at your disposal. Mindfulness and connectedness can be found in your actions as much as in your meditation practice, as it can be in the integrity in which you lead your life. Integrity in your words and your actions, staying true to yourself and your own authenticity will keep you aligned with spirit and continually open for connection. Practicing kindness, compassion, and empathy with yourself as much as with others, being gentle with yourself and others. Love, compassion, and empathy vibrate at the same frequency as spirit. Practice these in your daily life. This is Carrie Ann Larson. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion on today's channeled messages. Also, if you have questions about our channeling, be sure to join us in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room on Facebook, where we connect with you during our commercial.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
I'm Carrie Ann Larson, founder of the Journey to Authenticity series, an intensive journey to guide you along your path to prosperity, abundance, health, love, and the one thing at the root of it all, your authenticity. Head over to carrieannlarson.com to learn more.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back
This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. Thank you, Carrie Ann Larson, for that beautiful message from Orion. Always, always a pleasure to listen to his wisdom and insights. And so we are taking callers now on our show. I keep forgetting to mention that because it's so new. Dial in at 1-202-570-7057. If you have any questions that you would like help with in terms of spirituality and channeling and awakening, we are delighted and super excited to be able to engage with our audience. Again, that number is 1-202-570-7057. So during our last segment, we now will be taking callers, any questions from our callers, and we will continue to just discuss the amazing messages that shined through today. And we'll start with Metatron. Carrie, if you could enlighten us with some highlights.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things, I actually just posted this in the break room, is he said, "You are the one you have been waiting for." And I felt that was just such a beautiful reminder, because I feel like we're always striving to be more than who we just simply are in the moment that we are in, and we're always trying to better these versions of ourselves, and we tend to forget that we are perfect just as we are now, and the continuous growth that we are doing is always lovely and beautiful. But I think that just that simple reminder that we are perfect as we are, and we are the one that we've been waiting for, as opposed to trying to outsource and look elsewhere for answers and for things. I felt that was really beautiful.
And I love that word you used, outsource, because that's really what we spend a lot of our life doing, is outsourcing. It's like, wait a minute, we need to come back home. Susan, any thoughts on that?
You know, it's funny, Julie, and I'm sure Carrie will concur with this. As psychics, we read for people all the time, and probably 98% of the time the question comes up, when am I going to meet the right person? Where is this person going to come from? How am I going to meet them? And I mean, I absolutely agree with what Carrie said. I mean, you don't, we're waiting for this person, but we're looking at ourselves in the mirror, you know? So to me, that's so poignant and so important. And I have to say, Julie, I know I mentioned last week that I'm feeling like this different power shift coming through with Metatron. Today, it was even deeper and more so. So I really feel like he is just getting deeper. And just even the minute you started speaking today, I got all goosebumps. It was very interesting. I mean, I'm thoroughly enjoying your evolution.
Yes. Wow. Well, yes.
Thank you, girls, because I know that both of you are instrumental in my being able to go deeper into this channeling with Metatron. And like I mentioned, we have our own break room, the three of us, during the show. And I just mentioned to the girls that I'm just so excited to go to AFC with both of them, because I'm being shown so many unbelievable things that are going to happen through this experience with us together. And all of our channeling will just reach new heights, and it'll be life-changing in so many ways for all of us. But yeah, thank you for commenting, because I'm telling you, I came out of that and I was just like, oh my gosh, I thought last week was awesome. But yeah, very exciting stuff there. All right, let's switch gears over to Susan. And we always love to hear from Jacob. He is a very no-nonsense, down-to-earth, get-her-done type of a guy. I mean, this is just my perception, but gave some excellent tips. And I think that, you know, one of the big things when people hear that word meditate, they go running and hiding, is that they are just, you know, if I can't do it that OM style perfection, then I'm not even going to try.
or, you know, I'm a type A personality and my mind never shuts off. Well, then, you know, there's other means to an end here besides just the typical or traditional type of meditation. You can make any moment of your day meditation simply by being present with yourself. And he reminds us that that truly is the goal. Any thoughts on that, Carrie?
Yes. I mean, I loved the bit of him just talking about, you know, spending a few minutes with your grandchildren and just fully being present in that moment, and how that in and of itself is meditation. And I know one of my teachers, Susan, and I have both worked with Chris Drew, mentioned one of his mentors never meditates, but she does a lot of ironing. And I believe it's Mavis Patilla that he was referencing.
Yeah.
But she irons every day, and she actually finds that to be very meditative for her. And she is an incredible medium and a very, very spiritual being. And so it's, you know, it's finding and just being present in your daily life. And I think him bringing that awareness through is wonderful, because sometimes I can get really hard on myself for, oh, I didn't sit in meditation for 45 minutes today. I'm a terrible person. And yet I did my house cleaning, which I, as much as I don't like, I find it to be very meditative in the action of doing that. So,
yeah. And one thing I've revisited is practicing moving throughout your day in the place or space of love. And so, like, when I was doing my housework on Saturday or Sunday morning, it was, you know, rush, rush, rush. Oh, I got a million things to do. It's Sunday, and it's almost over. But, you know, I took a deep breath and stepped back, and I was just like, okay, I'm just going to be in joy and love and really slow down and appreciate that I do have this time, and I'm actually physically able. I have energy enough to clean. And yeah, it's just life changing. Absolutely. All right. Let's take a peek at Orion. Orion was quite special today, sharing that beautiful meditation with us to really help us commune with the energy of the spirit world. And I just, you know, so appreciated that quiet and that peacefulness that comes when you're able to just drop that veil and slow down and really pay attention. A couple other things that really stuck out in my mind, well, the last thing he said, love, compassion, and empathy vibrate at the same frequency of spirit. And I really liked that one. How about you, Susan?
You know, I just thoroughly enjoyed the meditation that he took us in. I actually forgot what I was doing and where I was. So it was like one of those things where I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I got to, oh, okay, focus. So it was very easy for me to slip into that. But what he was saying toward the end, I think, when he was saying something about being gentle with yourself and others, I grew up as an athlete, and I'm really competitive with myself. So it's so good for me to hear that about it's okay to be gentle. That really hit a chord with me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I agree. We get pretty hard on ourselves. Carrie, any thoughts?
I equally loved the meditation. It's always, and you ladies can probably confirm this, as I'm channeling a meditation, it's like I'm dual-sided, because there's that part of me slipping into the meditation and then the part of me that's actually channeling. But I loved what he was talking about with integrity and living from that place of integrity, and how when we are out of integrity, or when we are not living our lives with love, compassion, and empathy, it's almost as though we are building walls between ourselves and not just the people around us, but also with spirit, because it takes us out of alignment with who we are and with what we are truly wanting to achieve by kind of derailing the tracks, so to speak.
Beautiful. Well put. Very eloquent. Yeah, yeah. And so any thoughts or comments, girls, on our trip to London?
I can't wait. Honestly, I'm so excited already. It's so funny because if I could move and live there, I would.
Really? You're kidding me.
Oh, my God. Just wait until you pull up the drive. When you pull up the drive, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm home. It's going to feel so good. It's like high to me.
How many times have you been there?
Oh, eight or nine. I can't remember at this point. I'm just addicted.
Oh my gosh. And you said it's just like what?
It's like coming home. I mean, seriously, you'll feel like I belong here.
Wow. And Carrie, you're leaving soon.
I'm leaving in a week. Yes. Oh, I will be there for a long time.
Oh, you are so lucky, so lucky. Well, we'll have to continue that conversation next week. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on boomtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us in the break room. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions. We do answer you in the break room as well. And you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Carrie Ann Larson, helping you connect with your own angelic team.